channel.
Channel 96.1. Get ready to win with Ace and TJ.
We want to give you an unbelievable party for Memorial Day weekend. We're sending somebody to Vegas. Round trip air for two. Two nights hotel. Access to the Sunday night swim pool party at XS Nightclub at the Wynn in Las Vegas. It's all compliments of Atlantic Records. And you can get qualified right now if you're caller number 9, 704-570-9696. Just be caller 9 and we'll get you qualified. Friday, if you are one of the two finalists that we draw, you will have to be able to be here Friday at 8 o'clock here in the studio. So know that if you're trying to be caller number 9. 704-570-9696. This will be our first qualifier for this unbelievable.
Here we go. Like this.
The Ace and TJ Show presents the most important stories of the day. Kind of. This is the Ace and TJ Fix.
A lady who planned to make big money off tiny bottles of booze. That's coming up. First, our lead story.
You are my lady.
My darling. Ruby Rose, one of the stars of Orange is the New Black, went to a restaurant in New Orleans Friday night with a few other people. It was not a good experience for anyone. She says they waited an hour just to get fries. And another 30 minutes on top of that, but their entrees never came. When she asked about it, they were offered free drinks, but she turned them down because she's sober. She says the bartender then made, quote, really rude and vulgar remarks about her sobriety. So she threw a French fry at him. But he continued talking. So she threw more fries at him. That's when they were kicked out. For what it's worth, the restaurant is called the Rebellion Bar and Urban Kitchen, and the owner says Ruby and her group were warned before they were seated that the place was fully booked and that they could sit down, but that there would be a wait for their food. He says Ruby cursed out the bartender and was a, quote, horrible person, end quote.
Yeah, but at least she didn't take her love to town.
Oh, Ruby,
don't take your love to town.
Kenny Rogers. It's about Ruby being a runaround prostitute or something.
That what a prostitute. Like, I think it was just that she was
taking her love to town.
Because he was paralyzed. Like, yeah.
Kenny Rogers was?
In the song, yeah.
He played, he was an autobiographical song?
No. A bio the guy song? In the guy in the song.
Story been, about a guy paralyzed.
Yes.
I thought that was Travis Tritt.
That's a different one. But that's only in the video. This one, the actual song in Ruby, he actually says.
Okay. You
know, the war made me half the man I used to be, and he's paralyzed.
Oh.
So Travis Tritt was, I don't love you anymore.
Yeah. So right? In Ruby, yeah, he came back. He's a paraplegic, and she goes to town because
she needs loving.
Ruby needs loving, and he can't provide loving.
What a sad turn of events.
Yes. Oh, isn't it? Listening to the song is sad because it's horrible. It sucks. I mean, that kind of horrible. Not,
you've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
And he sings, you painted up your lips and curled and your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
He's feeling
it. He's feeling it.
It hurts because, you know.
That's KR, baby, at its finest.
He knows where she's going. It isn't no place good for him.
If I ever want to jump off a bridge, I think I'll download it.
Yeah.
That song about a guy with a half a head. It's like, right. Oh, God, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's along the same times of You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille.
Oh.
I know y'all know that one.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Oh, yeah. My family back in Louisiana, they were both kinds, country and western.
There you go. So how much do you love tacos? Maybe not as much as this guy. 35-year-old Army vet Jake Booth. He's from Bonita Springs, Florida, which is just outside Fort Myers.
Which means, because I speak Espanol, beautiful springs.
So,
oh boy. Mm-hmm.
He had bronchitis.
Look it up.
He had bronchitis back in February, which turned into pneumonia in both lungs. Then things got bad because he had a heart attack while he was in the hospital and fell into a coma. Family didn't know if he would ever wake up. And even if he did, it was possible he'd have brain damage. 48 days later, he woke up, knew his name, recognized his kids. Now, he still has plenty of physical therapy before he continues, but according to his brother, the first words out of his mouth were, quote, I want Taco Bell, end quote. Sadly, he was not allowed to have any at that point because he couldn't eat solid foods. But as he recovers, his doctors cleared him earlier this month to eat solid food. So one of his friends who was there at the hospital left immediately, went to Taco Bell, came back with a bunch of crunchy tacos, and he ate 8.5 crunchy tacos at one time, just plowing through them.
I don't know way I would have messed with crunchy tacos.
I love a crunchy taco.
No.
But 8, I could probably do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could do 8 soft tacos, and on top of that, maybe 4 cheesy gordita crunches.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Jake's brother has set up a fundraising page to help the family out while he's recovering. If you want to help, just search for Wake the Jake on GoFundMe.com.